Hello again. Well, I went to bed. It's now nearly 1 o'clock in the morning, and I couldn't sleep and had loads of inspiration. Loads of thoughts came to me. I bet I can't think of any of them now. Suppose I could describe some of my family. I don't know if I've done that so far. Most of my family have died from old age. I've got a brother. No, I'll start again. I've got a brother and a half brother, a half niece, a nephew. I think I have two uncles left, two aunts, three half cousins, and a pair of cousins. My brother did a lot better than me at school. He got 10 O levels, I only got three. And he started at the County Hall as a clerk, but he used to have his hair down his back and used to, he got an HNC, that's a high national certificate, that's sort of degree level. And it's a moan he never got promoted, but like I said, he had hair down his back at the County Hall, which is like they look after admin for the whole council, for the whole county. And he wouldn't go down very well with the ex-army bosses. But he got his hair cut and eventually ended up in charge of a section. I'm not supposed to know that unless he was kindly saying through my nephew, because my nephew left a computer program open on my computer. I clicked on a link and there was my brother's, not qualification, his job title. He was in charge of computer maintenance for the county council. And yeah, I think what he was kindly saying was, Ian, you wasted just being on the sick because you got. Possibly, am I being big-headed, a wonderful personality, you've got a sense of humour, you were accepted to go to university, and so it's awful that you're on the sick. But I had a really bad cycling accident. I didn't have a helmet on because nobody wore helmets in 1992, and I'm lucky to be here and in one piece. So, well, you just keep going, don't you? Most of my family have died. My mum and dad are dead. My grandparents are dead. I've lost three aunts, four uncles. Four friends. Three of my friends committed suicide during lockdown. Sorry, sad to say. But yeah, I had a joke for you and I've forgotten it. What was it? Can't remember. No, it's gone. That's the thing, when I lie in bed, I can think of all sorts of things to say. As soon as I'm in front of the microphone, I forget them. Does that make me useless or is it just natural? It might be better if I set the microphone up in bed because possibly the bed's more comfortable than this settee. But then I've got nowhere to fasten the microphone because it's fastened to me coffee table at the moment, to the lid. It's quite, well, it isn't an expensive microphone, it's quite a professional one. It was Amazon recommended it, but what was it, £35? That might sound a lot, but it's got a mechanical arm that you can adjust to any position. It'll twist around, it'll go up and down, it'll go backwards and forwards. It's got a pop shield. It's what you and it has a foam rubber cover on the microphone itself, which cuts out traffic noise and the noise of neighbours talking and people walking past me, living at my front door talking and stuff like that. It's quite good. I'd recommend one. I don't know what it's called, but it's a very good one. What it cost. What was I going to talk about? I forgot. My dad, yeah. My dad, he was. I don't know whether I've talked about my family. I'll talk about them. I mean, you may not have seen the podcast that it was in or heard it. And I'll talk about my dad was a very unfortunate person, really. His granddad was struck by lightning and killed, and he had a small holding. That's a small rented farm. Grandma had six sisters and a brother. And Dad was illegitimate because Grandma didn't know why she was having kids because there was nobody to teach her about the birds and the bees. Her dad being dead. My uncle was illegitimate as well, my dad's brother, and neither of them looked alike, so possibly different fathers. Grandma just went to the pub and got drunk and then had a child and didn't know why. So Dad had a tough start in life. He came from the poor end of the local village and he built a bungalow for my mother. When he met my mother, she was a divorcee with a teenage son, and he built her a bungalow because she couldn't afford to pay her rent and stuff. She was struggling. Is that everything about Dad? His jobs, yeah. He started off as a farm labourer. Then he worked in the building trade, which is how he learnt to build the bungalow. Then he used to recondition washing machine gearboxes. And then his last job, he used to floor heavy goods vehicle trailers, put the floors in them. My mum was a clerk. Her dad was the county audit clerk. My nana was a housewife. My grandma, did she work? Yes, she was a cook at Shildon. She moved to Shildon to be a cook. My dad stayed where he was, and when he was I think he was 14. In those days, you were a man at 14, and you could have a job. Well, an adult job, you know, not just a paper round or a milk round. But he had loads of different milk rounds and loads of different paper rounds. And when he was 14, he was a farm labourer. Is there anyone else? I have a half-brother. He started off as a car salesman, but that went pear-shaped. Then he spent most of his life as a structural plater. What else did he do? He mainly did structural plating and welding. He was a welder at the trailer factory. I had a job as a welder at the trailer factory. I used to make the pickup plates. That's the bit that fastens the trailer onto the tractor unit. I used to weld the fifth wheel pin in, and some of those were quite complicated. They had to have triple welds, and they had to be sonically tested or x-rayed to see there were no bubbles in the welds and stuff like that. You have to be a really good welder, and that's the thing. I'm not a time-served welder. I've been taught stick welding and MIG welding at college, and stick welding is quite difficult, but we were using MIG welders at the trailer factory, and they're easier than an electric glue gun, because with a MIG welder, you have a constant pressure on the trigger. With an electric glue gun, as you press the trigger, it becomes easier because of the angle it goes through. And as you press it, the glue comes out, and the trigger comes closer to here, and it's more of a right angle, and it becomes easier to press, so you get more glue coming out. But with a MIG welder, the wire is fed by a motor. You just set the motor speed, press the trigger, and the CO2 comes out, and that's it. It's perfect. Dead easy. Stick welding is quite difficult, but you get a much better finish with it. And I think it's TIG welding was the ultimate when I was welding. But there wasn't much of that about. It was just starting. You get a really good finish with that. Was there anything else? 7 minutes. I'll have to make it a bit longer than that. I'm working in the middle of the night, and I can't think of anything else to do. And, well, I haven't made any podcasts for ages because I cancelled my subscription. And I thought, why am I paying to make podcasts? They should be paying me. But apparently I've been on a radio station in America. I don't know. I'm not sure. Well, that'll drum up some custom. And I've put my podcast onto my relaxing music channel on YouTube, and that might drum up some custom. If they know it's at RSS feeds, I don't know. It's on Spotify, I think. Is it Spotify? Yeah, it's on Spotify and all over. So they should be able to find it. I think it's on Apple Tunes or Apple Podcasts. I don't know. What was I going to talk about? I've talked about my family. What else could I talk about? I get stuck at times because I've always been notorious for being absolutely quiet. Well, I was bullied like that by my brother. He hated me when I was a kid because I always had a good-looking girlfriend, and he didn't, because he was almost obese and I'm slim and I'm a bit better looking, and I had confidence and personality and all that, and he didn't, and he knocked it out of me, bullied it out of me. He didn't used to beat me. He used to sit on me, and he was about 3 times my weight. He nearly killed me a few times, and my mum couldn't assert herself over him because he was really cheeky. He was brought up by my dad's mother, who was very forthright and said exactly what she said, meant called a spade and all that. And I was brought up by my mother's mother, who was very tactful and subtle. And I had loads of friends, loads of girlfriends, not more than one girlfriend at a time, obviously. You don't do that. Breaks their hearts. And I always had a girlfriend, and he didn't, and he was jealous and bullied me. But I was notorious. I almost hardly ever said anything to anyone. I've had 3 relationships since, and that was in 1975. It's all a bit sad because I'm 58 now, and I'm probably incapable of producing kids. If I could produce them, I'm too old to look after them, and I haven't the money to pay someone to look after them for me. Or does the wife look after them? I haven't got a wife, I haven't got a girlfriend. And I definitely haven't got a boyfriend. If that's your thing, it's up to you. it's legal in this country. I don't know about other countries, but in my nana's day, well, my grandmother's day and my grandparents' day, it was illegal and they got the birch for it, but we're a bit more enlightened now. I mean, the way I see it, we should all respect each other. I was in a factory where 300 men, I said, I think, at home and to a friend in the pub, I think so-and-so's gay and so-and-so's gay. The next day, well, within a week, the whole factory had turned hostile towards me. So I presumed they were all gay and 90% of the British public were gay, and I'd offended them and wouldn't get another job because they said, if you leave here, son, you'll never get another job. And I left on the strength of that and I couldn't get one. I was unemployed for 3.5 years and I was riding my mother's old bike. I was so penniless. They were saying disgusting things to me. They were saying things like, you would F up a brand new C-U-N-T, given half a chance. And there was things written on the toilet wall like, I'd rather S-H-1-T a hammer than a nail. That's, how do I put it politely? I can't. It was gross. But I got over it eventually and went back to work, well, after therapy, and I'm still in therapy. That was in 1988. I had the cycling accident in 92 and I've been in therapy ever since. But it's made me more interesting. It's brought me out myself. I talk a lot more now because the nurses bring you out of yourself. Yeah, I mean, my tortoise, he was a bit shy until he came out of his shell. Yeah, I'm lucky enough to have a tortoise because they're not imported to this country anymore because there was horrible things happening to them and they were in the country they came from. They even have tortoises in Russia, apparently. I bought a book on tortoises to see if, well, two or three books to see if I could identify him and get a mate for him because he'd been on his own for what? I was 4 years old when we got him. I'm 58 now and we still haven't got a mate for him. He must be lonely. And yeah, I mean, they were turning them upside down in the country where they come from, racing around, turning them all upside down, then collecting them up, putting them in a sack and putting them in a plane. Well, they used to miss some of them. And they can't, once they're upside down, they can't right themselves. Another tortoise will right them. If they're lucky, they can push on a stone with the leg and right themselves. But if they don't, they just die of starvation. And that was happening all over. They were finding dead tortoises, so they banned the import. I don't know about other countries, but in the UK, you're not allowed to import tortoises. They have to be bred here and they cost an absolute fortune. It's about £500 for one the size of a 50 pence piece. We got ours for 20 pence and he's never really grown. He was fully grown when we got him. But his shell was badly damaged and, well, if he's grown, he hasn't grown much in, what, 54 years. The last I heard, my brother had him because my dad died and we had to get him in a garden. My brother has a garden and I don't. But I had heard my brother's ex-mother-in-law was interested in him and quite took a fancy to him, and my nephew wanted him as well because my nephew loves him. Pets we've had, cats we've had. How many cats have we had? We had a white one, then we had a black one. Those were both called Susie. Those were both female cats. Then there was Timmy. It was going to be Tim, but turned out to be a she. That was the last one we had, but my mother was in the garden one day and she found this stray cat in the back garden with two kittens. She gave the two kittens to a friend. Then 2 days later, the cat came back with another two kittens, which they all three went to my nana's house. And when Nana went senile, we got one of the kittens was killed in an illegal trap. Well, it got its leg shattered in an illegal trap and we had to be put to sleep because it was so badly damaged it wouldn't repair. And you can't really have a three-legged cat. You couldn't really do that to kids. It would break our hearts, wouldn't it? And so it had to be put down. But the other two lived until a ripe old age, and one of them was frightened of blackbirds. The blackbirds make an alarm noise, and he used to come in when they did that. Is that it? My mum had dogs. She had Staffordshire Bull Terriers, but she never had one after the last one died, and that was before I could remember. When I was a baby and my brother was only small, she didn't really want a bull terrier because they can turn nasty if you're not careful. And they're very strong, they have very strong jaws and they can kill a child. Pit bulls are banned in this country now because there were two or three children killed by pit bulls and people getting savaged by them because people train them as fighting dogs, which is illegal in this country, but they still do it. Oh, that was the joke I had for you, yeah. what was it? Somebody cracked a joke and it was about as fun. And then what would I say? It was about as funny as being whacked in the face with the wet end of an elephant's trunk. Anyway, plonker, what else would you call it? I don't know. Well, I think it's funny. But yeah, anyway. Well, that's one way of putting down a joke that's rubbish, isn't it? Was that it? How long's it gone on for? Is that 15 minutes? Oh, that's not so bad for me. I've rabbited on for ages. Well, it's nice to talk to you all. I hope you enjoyed it. And there was more, but I've forgotten. I should take the microphone to bed, but I haven't got a long enough extension cable. I'll have to get some more. Thanks again. Once again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it.